As I mentioned, in this exploration of abiding mindfully in the body, I'm going to be exploring the different instructions for practice in the Satipatthana Sutta, Satipatthana is a word that means mindfulness of the four foundations of, or four ways of developing, four areas for developing mindfulness. So there, so these areas are the body, and that's where we're going to be putting most of our attention. And the second is feelings. And feelings is a very precise way of, a very precise kind of experience. It's not just emotions, or it's not all emotions. It's the experience of pleasant, unpleasant, and neither pleasant or unpleasant. So it's usually kind of shorthanded as neutral. So pleasant, unpleasant. And that's what I was talking about when I was talking about shifting your posture. So being mindful that something is unpleasant, and we tend to cling to what's pleasant and want to get rid of what's unpleasant. And so that's a kind of reactivity. And to learn to be more free, less kind of caught in that reactivity. So feelings, and then the mind, so different mind states, and what are called dhammas or formations. So all of these I could talk about for a long time. Just to know that there are four ways of developing or cultivating mindfulness, and our primary focus is the body. And the first way that the Buddha talks about in this section of the discourse on the body is talking about the mindfulness of breathing, or mindfulness with breathing. And there are actually a number of discourses written specifically on mindfulness with breathing, so it's a very important part of the practice, and it's actually, the Buddha said, it's a complete practice in itself, just to cultivate mindfulness with breathing. The primary discourse that goes in depth into how to practice with mindfulness of breathing is called the Anapanasati Sutta. And it's interesting that this word anapana means breathing in and breathing out, and sati is a word that refers to mindfulness. And Buddhadasa Bhikkhu, one of the great masters of the 20th century in Thailand, pointed out that the word ana, and which means breathing in, and apana, which means breathing out, both of these are related to the word prana, which we know from yoga and other kinds of body explorations, and it has a kind of meaning of life energy. So it's an interesting, for me, I found it quite interesting to just reflect on that the whole attitude toward breathing in and breathing out at the time of the Buddha perhaps was a more profound experience in itself, a more holistic, connected to all of life. We tend to have a very mechanistic view of the body, and you know, we think of breathing in and breathing out as just something that, I mean, it's true. It is something that we need to do to oxygenate, you know, the food and that we use for fuel in the body and create warmth and so on. Maintain our body at a sustainable temperature. Perhaps just a sense as we just feel the breath in and out of the body that all of life is breathing. All fauna are breathing, all beings breathe, and even the flora breathe in a different way, in a complementary way to the creatures of the earth. So just this sense of breathing, I think one of the teachers that really points this out in a beautiful way, a very simple and profound way, is Thich Nhat Hanh in his teachings on breathing meditation. The simple phrase, you know, breathe, you are alive. And so that's, I think, not something that we think about necessarily, but we can open to on a heart level that this breath is not just a breath. It's kind of a miracle. And it's central to our life. So in the Anapanasati, there are four stages in the mindfulness of breathing as a body practice. And the very first stage, or the just like kind of the place where we start, square one, is when you're breathing in, know you're breathing in. And when you're breathing out, know you're breathing out. So that's pretty simple, and sometimes the mind feels, oh, this is too simple, you know. So can we be simple? Can we just be present, attentive, interested, even with knowing the in breath and the out breath, and what's the difference? How does it feel? Does the in-breath feel different from the out-breath? What's the sense of the in-breath? You know, and as I speak, you can just kind of explore, turn your attention to your breath. What's the sense of the out-breath? Do you feel it in a different place? Do you feel the in-breath more maybe in the chest, maybe the out-breath more in the nostrils, or maybe in the belly? If you want, you can put your hand on your chest or below your collarbone or your diaphragm and just notice, you know, where do you feel it, and how does it feel? Maybe you feel it in your upper back. So this knowing, when you're breathing in, know you're breathing in. When you're breathing out, know you're breathing out. There's this knowing is referring to the sati. It's anapanasati. So mindfulness with breathing. And the sati is a kind of knowing, a kind of awareness which has an interest to it. So it's not a just kind of vague, you know, sort of vague, somewhere I feel it in the body, but it's really interested. It has, sati has the quality of remembering. It's, the word sati is translated as mindfulness, but a lot of scholars and teachers question if that's actually such a great translation. Bhikkhu Bodhi, who is a contemporary scholar and a very profound practice of studying the discourses, says that a better translation might be lucid awareness. So we know, and we know that we know. So it's not just kind of vaguely knowing, I kind of hear a sound out there, but I know that I'm hearing. So there's a this dimension, this depth to it, which makes it a quality of attention that we cultivate. And so the next kind of step in the four steps on the training on the mind with the breath is that breathing in long I know I breathe in long, breathing in short, I know I breathe in short. Breathing out long, I know I breathe out long. Breathing out short, I know I breathe out short. So most scholars agree that this long and short is a kind of a shorthand for just knowing what the quality of breath is. So knowing that maybe that the breath is constricted, or knowing that the breath is relaxed, or knowing that the breath feels rough or smooth or easeful or tight. So all of these different characteristics of breath. So again, it's training the mind to attend, to be attentive to the breath. So the practice with breathing, which we're going to be working with throughout this meditation, is such a it's a really beautiful practice, and it's a grounding practice, and it helps us connect with our bodies, and it brings us into the body. And at any time when we find ourselves drifting away into thought, into, you know, planning for the future or remembering the past or getting embroiled in some kind of mental drama, you know, we can always come back to this simple and beautiful practice of just feeling the breath and knowing what it feels like in the body. And and Bhikkhu Anālayo, who is just a wonderful teacher, and he's one of these special people who's both a profound scholar and a deep practitioner, a yogi. And he mentions in one of his books on the Satipatthana Sutta that the word sati in Pali, it's a Pali word, and it has a feminine kind of gender. And so he said, just imagine that sati is your dear friend, you know, your dear friend sati, and you journey with her, and she's such a support to you, and sometimes you lose track of her, you know, like maybe you're walking together and you wander off somewhere and, oh, where's Sati? Yeah, I lost track of Sati. And then you see her over there, and, oh, okay. And so rather than rebuking yourself or reproaching yourself or judging yourself for oh, you know, I did it again, I'm off drifting away, just coming back, and, oh, there's my dear friend Sati. And smilingly, that's what Analia says, smilingly come back to your dear friend. And so that the breath can be our home base, and with that attitude of it's home, it's a place of support, it's a place of life, and it's a place of rest. So, because it's actually to be awake and aware and attentive is more restful than just kind of letting the mind get caught up and in thinking and in, you know, habitual ways of you know, avoiding things. And ruminating and so on. And so when we know this is a long breath, this is a short breath, then it doesn't necessarily mean that we're comparing one breath to another. It's just knowing the quality of the breath. It's a direct sensory experience, and at the same time there's this quality of knowing. And the Buddha uses an example in the discourse. He says, just as a skilled turner, you know, like a carpenter using what is that called?
Lathe,
thank you. using a lathe. Or his apprentice, when making a long turn, knows I make a long turn, or when making a short turn, knows I make a short turn. So breathing in long, one knows I breathe in long. Breathing in short, one knows I breathe in short. And so on. Breathing in with a constricted breath, I know I'm breathing in with a constricted breath. But it doesn't mean that we have to fix the breath. It doesn't mean that we're trying to breathe the perfect breath. It's just to know what's happening as it's happening. And in that space of mindfulness, over time, over practice, if there's a tightness in the breath, if there's a holding in the breath, it begins to release. Mindfulness invites that. Mindfulness allows that. If there's a some kind of... Yeah, it's usually tightness, a holding, because the holding, the grasping, is the habit of mind that we do unconsciously, and when given this space, it self-liberates, just in a natural way. We don't have to make it happen. It's really stopping doing the contracting and the holding. And then the third step. So there was just well, there was just knowing I'm breathing in, breathing out, and then knowing if I'm breathing in long, breathing in short, and so on. So knowing the character of the breath. And the next one is breathing the whole body, breathing with the whole body. And so that we begin by just sustaining attention along the whole duration of the breath. So feeling the whole in-breath, and then the pause when the breath turns to an out-breath, and then feeling the pause, which is on the out-breath, it can be a little bit of a space. Explore and see what your experience is. And then allowing the in-breath to arise on its own. So we're always allowing the breath to be what it just is manifesting naturally. So feeling the whole in-breath, wherever we're feeling it, and then gradually exploring how we feel the breath with the whole body. And so as the practice deepens, we find ourselves feeling the breath in the whole body. And so I'm going to guide you into this in a moment. And then finally, we're calming the body with the breath. So as we feel the whole breath, the whole body, the whole breath and the whole body breathing, we notice where those places of tightness are, where those places of holding are, maybe in the chest or in the belly or in the throat or in the jaw. We notice those places where we're tightening in the body unconsciously, habitually, and gradually with the breathing, the body begins to relax. And relaxing is a very, very important part of our meditation practice. So our contracting and our kind of holding on to the body in many, many different ways is a lot of it comes from stress, and it comes from disturbance of the mind, and it also perpetuates it at the same time. So this is something that we explore in the meditation with the breathing. So take a moment to release your posture, and then take a posture for meditation. And I'm going to guide you into the practice. So taking a posture which is balanced and stable, and easeful, and upright. So bringing an upright energy to the spine, lifting from the base of the spine through the crown of the head. And then around that central axis of the strong back, the whole body can relax. So let the eyes relax, the whole face relax, the jaw, the shoulders straight and relax, relaxed. The chest, feeling inside the body, noticing if the heart feels tight and tense, and allowing the heart to relax. And the abdomen and the belly, the arms and the hands, legs and the feet, all relaxed. Relaxed, still, and alert. So knowing the breathing in and the breathing out, where do you notice it? Where do you find it most easy to feel? Maybe it's in the diaphragm, the chest, the belly. Maybe it's in the nostrils. Notice the breathing in and the breathing out, that they're different, that each is unique. Each breath is subtly different from each other. So notice how this breath is, this in-breath, this out-breath. Do you notice any place along the duration of the breath where you're contracting, where you're tightening unconsciously? And you don't need to fix that, just be mindful of it. Do you notice if your breath changes as you move into meditation? Sometimes people are taught to count the breaths as a way to help collect the mind, or to say a word with the breath, like boo do, as you breathe in and out, saying the first syllable boo as you breathe in and the second do as you breathe out. And these can be helpful if the mind is very busy. If you use, or just labeling in and out as you breathe in and out, And if you use that kind of skillful means, use it very, very lightly, with the primary attention being on sensing the breath. And just in a very light way in the background, the word. And as the mind settles, you can let it go. And if you find that you're doing it habitually, then when you notice it, just let it go. And for as long as it's useful, you can continue using it, or go back to using it. As you bring the attention to each in-breath, each out-breath, and the spaces between the in and the out and the in-breath, sustain your attention. So in addition to aiming your attention at each breath, sustain your attention for the whole duration of the breath. Feeling the breath all along the beginning, middle, end. As I'm guiding to the next steps, you can always go back to the earlier steps and rest there. But this is just a pointer to how some pointers as to how the meditation with breathing can develop. So as you're feeling the whole breath, the whole in-breath and the whole out-breath, notice how you feel that breath, not only in the place where you're feeling it primarily, but how it extends outward in the whole body. If you're feeling it in the chest, for example, notice how you also breathe with your back and your shoulders, your abdomen. How there's a slight lifting of the body, perhaps as you breathe in, and a sinking as you breathe out. So you might feel that even in your head. You might feel it in the place where your body's in contact with the chair or the bench or cushion. Your buttocks, your legs. Just in widening circles, you might have a sense of the whole body breathing. And notice how just following the breath and being present and relaxing around the breath calms the whole body. Just letting the breath be as it is, being present with it, accepting it, opening to it. Notice how this can calm the body. There's a yoga session now downstairs.